Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, and miracles. I am delighted to welcome Teresa Mishler, the wife of Dr. Guy Joseph Ale, a former guest of Healing From Within, and the interview we shared can be heard by going to the radio page of my website, CherylGlick.com, clicking on the 2014 link, and going to September 1st, 2014, to listen to us discuss his book, The Best Version of Yourself at Every Age. Today we will discuss his new book, Buddha and Einstein Walk into a Bar. Hello, Teresa, and thank you for joining us today to talk about your wonderfully energetic and amazing husband who sparkled with so much insight and wisdom for life and love, which he shared in his book and everyday life.
Thank you for having me.
Teresa, as listeners of Healing From Within have come to expect, my guests and I share our intimate and often metaphysical insights into life, the afterlife, and how to reach our full potential as souls with a dual nature, which is both physical and spiritual. And as we discover through self-investigation how to master our emotions to discover joy, happiness, and the truth of our being. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Teresa Mishler will discuss Guy's book, Buddha, Einstein, Walk Into a Bar, which presents the revolutionary idea that sensing how long we can live is a latent capacity in us, currently unknown, just like the introduction of fire, the invention of flying, and the discovery of radio waves were before we truly brought these ideas into reality. Guy Joseph Ale was the founding president of Lifespan Seminar and vice president of Asia Pacific Association of Psychology and was a leading pioneer in the field of human lifespan. I always love, Teresa, to ask my guests to think back to a person, place, or event that may have inspired them to live the life and pursue the interests that may have been with them even since childhood. And today, since we are remembering Guy, perhaps you have a special remembrance of him.
I do. I have many memories of him, but one special remembrance is that he would always tell me to take the best care of myself. And that's the kind of person that he was. And apart from him as a professional, just him as a person, personally, he would tell me almost every day, especially when I'm walking out the door, or even when we're getting ready in the morning, just remember to take superb care of yourself. And he always made sure that I did that. And I remember that about him, and that inspires me.
Well, he was sending you a positive thought of love and remembrance to think the best thought, because you would have that reality. I love that about him and what he said to you. So the book begins with Guy meeting some of the most brilliant scientists, Buddha and Einstein and Alexander the Great and Darwin and Lincoln and Nelson Mandela in a relaxed setting for their monthly meeting. Tell us what the purpose and scope of these interactions were about.
The purpose of these interactions were so that Guy could be in a room, per se, not a physical room, but a mental room with his heroes. He referred to them as Badlin, which was the initials for each of them. Buddha, Alexander, Darwin, Einstein, Mandela, and Lincoln, of course. And the purpose of these was for him to gain knowledge and inspiration from each of them and them to teach him something different based on their experience and their knowledge of the world. Buddha spoke of self-knowledge. Alexander communicated that you only live once. Darwin stressed on more of an intellectual grasp of life. Lincoln always asked, how does it benefit others? Einstein said that anything that is based in reason and facts is possible. And then Mandela stressed pragmatism and responsibility. So these were his spirits guiding him through life.
I think he also thought they were representing different parts of his own psyche and the dominant instincts that drove him and his message that he wished to communicate. But Alexander may have been wrong that you only live once, so we may talk about that at another time. But some of the ideas received were to help understand the soundness and viability of his vision of life. And that's why he wanted us to be our best version and live healthy, because he knew we were more than the physical body. And he knew that our spirit and our soul energy could help anxieties and impatience melt away. Now, I know, because I did another show with him, that Guy expected, because he always had this thought within him, to live to be 102 years. And he realized that if that were to happen, he would want to be in pretty good shape. To still enjoy and be a viable force of life. So he didn't believe in living within the box, but outside the box to find our own pathway. So tell us what Guy would tell us is the purpose of his book, quite simply.
The purpose of his book, summed up into one sentence, is live your longest and healthiest life. But to describe that in length, as you mentioned, we have a latent capacity to sense how long we can live. But what he wanted to do through showing his personal background and then touching on scientific and spiritual foundations, of the ability to sense how long you can live, and then talking about the potential, our potential lifespan, and once we realize our potential lifespan, how we can live our potential number, per se, our optimal lifespan, through the choices that we make every day, through body consciousness techniques and self-management skills. So he wanted to show the reader that your health and your well-being is in your hands, and that you don't have to focus on past beliefs, that you can change your thoughts and your actions.
And change your reality. As a result. And he also wanted to give us practical tools to live life, not only in a healthy body, which of course is most important, but in a healthy mind and spirit. Now, you know, I'm an intuitive healer and medium, and I download information from Universal Source. And there is an afterlife or energy that cannot be destroyed. And we are, each of us, an eternal soul energy force. And I do readings, but generally I do not pick up the time of passing. I only help people develop their spiritual talents and know their own life path. So my readings for clients are just to validate that. But long ago, I was told that I could do a reading on a soul and spirit, any historical figure or person I needed information from that would help my listeners understand life, death, and energy, and who we really are. So after talking to you on the phone and being very saddened by Guy's passing, I did a reading, and I asked if Guy would be kind enough to share his thoughts with us. Now, I received many messages from his most loving and powerful spiritual awareness, but however, as each reading is sacred and private, I will only share his first message and the last, as over the years I have discovered that those two are connected and help us understand what a soul is truly saying. So the first message went like this. As the darkness closed my eyes to the end of this life, my heart opened fully to my new life, and it was like squiggling or squeezing out of a wetsuit or garment and ascending into the eternal light, peace, love, freedom. The last message was, perhaps inhaled a fragrance or substance that helped expand consciousness or just needed for well-being. Perhaps ingested life to the fullest with little fear and great appreciation for all achieved. Thank you. And I cried at the beauty of his energy and his expressed love of life and spirit. And also I want to tell you this, Teresa, in thousands of readings, I have never heard thank you, which shows me he was sending us all a blessing. So intuitively I sense that perhaps spirit does not share everything with us because they wish us to find it ourselves. I believe we are born with a time to come and a time to go. And I think, as I said to you before, had Guy known his actual age of passing, he may have done things differently and not left his wonderful research and books to help others do the best with their physical and their spiritual life. And, you know, long ago, I had a reading with a very famous medium when I was starting my own awakening process, and it was Reverend John White of Lilydale. And he asked me to shake his hand, and I did. And he said, well, now you've promised spirit that you're going to write 3 books. And I said, what? I said, you made me promise before I knew what I was promising? And he said to me, he smiled, and he said, you know, sometimes spirit knows what is best for us when we do not yet know ourselves. And so I kind of think that's the beauty of just allowing things to unfold the way they must. Maybe sometimes spirit plays a little joke to keep us vibrant and happy and not burden us with anything that we may not have to know yet, which is okay. It's okay with me. So let's go on to, Guy believed many of us have an innate connection to a certain number, which may offer us through intuition an idea of how long we might live. But even if we do not know that number yet, an understanding of transcendence, consciousness, and self-healing can be integral to our best life. So tell us something of the latest breakthroughs in either cosmology, neuroplasticity, the superstring theory, or perhaps epigenetics, because he writes about all these wonderful things and he explains them so that we can truly understand the great expanse of what we need to know who we are as human and spiritual beings. So tell us something maybe about cosmology.
Yes. With cosmology, what he touches on is that research has shown, and just by looking at research and looking at humankind right now, we are the furthest advanced life form to evolve from forces unleashed at the Big Bang. Big Bang. The human brain itself, it's the most complex computational machine currently known to exist in the universe. The human mind is the primary known conveyor of consciousness in the cosmos. In other words, we are connected to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're made of stardust, and each of us, we carry in our genes the entire information of existence. So what this has to do with a perception of our duration is that knowing how long we could live, that's our next step in our future progress and evolution.
And also knowing we're eternal beings that are of higher consciousness, and that we have an energetic, how can I say it, my blueprint of our physical body that carries with it from this life all the experiences that we have gathered here, because that's what life is about, experiences and gathering and continuing to learn and have greater compassion and awareness. And
yes.
Guy also offered several essential tools that are important for living life, whether it's our longest life or whatever. It's to me at this point of my journey, I am grateful for each day and each new person I speak with, and each moment that I feel my heart open a little more and tweak a little more, and in the goodness of life, in the goodness. And that's, we're going through very challenging times now, but those of us who are
Yes.
aware of what we're talking about here have got to keep our heart opening to the goodness, because that's really what we are. We are the compassion and love of an eternal creative force of energy and life. So, what were the tools he gave us to help us with our physical life?
There's eight different tools, and they're split up into four body consciousness techniques. So there are meditation, pressure points, touch triggers, and ring muscles. This helps us every day to deal with stress, but it also helps us to understand our optimal duration. But then to turn the tables and actually apply this in everyday life, we use self-management skills, which are the last four, which are breathing, good nutrition, sufficient rest, and active lifestyle. Because without the self-management skills, we cannot reach our full potential, and we cannot reach, our optimal duration of existence
In this life.
in this life, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, I had a very unusual, diverse childhood, right? And that was also necessary for him to gather the skills and the awareness to fulfill his destiny, to write his books, and to grow
Yes.
into the highest version of himself, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So tell us something about his diverse childhood. Or
He
life.
was born,
Yeah.
sure. He was born in the country of Georgia. He lived there for his first 8 years, and then his family moved to, oh, his first 4 years, excuse me, his first 4 years. He lived in Georgia a total of 8 years, but when he was 4 years old, his family moved to Uzbekistan in Central Asia, and then he lived there until the age of eight. And then he went back to Georgia. And then when he was 12 years old, his family moved to Israel. And he lived there until the age of 26. And so he had a very eclectic childhood,
Yeah, he was born
having
into
so
a Jew.
many different experiences.
Right, he was born into a Jewish family, lived in a Muslim country, and then in
Yes.
predominantly Christian societies, and never really felt part of any religion, but always, I remember him saying this to me in our last show together, always felt at one with God. And so
Yes.
he understood that life kept flowing and life went on, no matter the challenges we sometimes had to face. Now, I also know he had several near-death experiences, which also determined his focus on what was really important in the way he wanted to live his life. So tell us something about that.
Sure. When he was a teenager, he was just 19 years old. He had a near-death experience, a motorcycle accident, and he was nearly ran over. And it was by seconds that his life was saved. So that was his first. So his second, what he called brush with physical death, was in 2007 when he underwent back surgery. He had to have surgery because a disc fragment in his lower back, he broke off the edge of a vertebra, and it lodged itself in the nerve canal, which means that every time he attempted to move his limbs, every time he attempted, to walk, the bone chip in the spinal canal would touch the nerve endings, and it was excruciating painful. He couldn't sit stand, walk, or move his body without debilitating pain. It nearly killed him. So he went through back surgery, and that saved his life. And it was another 2 years before he truly physically was able to get back to his normal physical state and recover from that. And
yeah,
and so
I know he was a runner. So
yes.
Is that how the injury happened, or over time? Was it from his...
He didn't really specify really to himself or to me what the reason for the back surgery was. I mean, the reason for the back surgery, but was obvious, it was the disc fragment.
But he wasn't
but
sure where it came from. Yeah.
He wasn't sure exactly where it came from. It could have been a mixture of running for many years or being in the army and jumping out of airplanes. And,
yeah.
And I think that when he was younger, he was a little reckless. And I think over time, it took a toll on his body. But those experiences really, really knocked him to his core. And he decided that he really needed to take care of himself fully for the rest of his life. And really be mindful.
And he did.
Of his decisions. And he did.
I
he
know
absolutely
he did.
Did.
I know he had a great joyful expression of energy when I spoke with him. So he did.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Yes.
But let's go on to, there are many important character traits that go into making a successful life, including creativity, discipline, faith, judgment, and courage. Different individuals have different needs, so there's no one side that's going to fit all strategies, but they're all, we know, essential aids to our healthiest life. And one of them that was spoken about in the book that's very important is the breath. So when we
yes.
find ourselves in a tight situation, we know the natural tendency of the body is to stiffen and the breath becomes shallow or restricted. So we have to train ourselves. So what did Guy suggest about those tight situations?
What he suggested was when you find yourself in a tight situation to step back and focus on your breath and then breathe deep, steady, and free. And breath is one of the most important things that we can learn in our life, because when we learn to master our breath, we can be in control in every situation in life. So as you asked, when we are in a tight situation, when we know that we can master our breath in that tight situation, then we can get back in control of the situation and think more clearly and make the right decisions and really regain our control.
And in that breath, we're also connecting to the inspiration of the universe, guides, teachers, other
yes.
souls, and having support and help. Now, Guy wrote, "My strength is my breath. When I control my breath, I control my life. The oxygen of the whole world is available to me." I just love that. And I also recently interviewed
yes.
an author named Dean Slider, who wrote Fearless. And he tells a story where his Aikido instructor told him, when confronting opponents or any challenges, do not tighten your body, relax into the contact. And like Guy, he understood that our body can be used to produce desired results when challenged, to the best of our ability. Of course, always
yes,
to the best
absolutely.
Of our ability. Nobody's
yes.
perfect, and it doesn't matter. We do the best
right.
we can. What do you
exactly.
think? What do you think Guy would want readers to take away reading Buddha and Einstein Walk Into a Bar from his life journey, his experiences, and his positive view of the power of infinite possibilities for change? So what do you think he would want us to take away?
He would want readers to realize that they can live their best life, that regardless of their past, regardless of their childhood or anything that's happened to them or their beliefs that they think that they're stuck with because of their past, that they can break free from negative beliefs and they can live their best life, but they also have the ability to know the potential for how long they can live, and the best optimal duration of existence can give you is it can give you the knowledge of your entire mind, body, and spirit, and then help you to understand that you have the tools to live your best life.
Right, help you
That's
implement.
What I think that he would.
Yeah, help you to
exactly.
implement it into life. A lot of people know things, but they have difficulty implementing it into their everyday life. And that's what he was so intent on sharing with everybody, and I think he did a great job of doing that. So
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Teresa Mishler, for sharing Guy Joseph Ale's new book, Buddha and Einstein Walk Into a Bar, and his amazing life story of courage, compassion, love, and an energy that moved with intelligence and purpose, much like universal or divine energy that holds the answers to all life's unfolding mysteries. To read and purchase this book and gain greater awareness of consciousness, self-healing, and transcendence, go to lifespanseminar.com or amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, I thank Guy for being on my show previously and for sharing the amazing sparkle and delight of his energy and his enthusiasm to share the truth of our eternal, often unrealized life force, which can bring progress and help us live with courage, with dignity, and with purpose as we continue to learn more about who we are and where we come from. When Guy asked me to write an endorsement for his new book, I was delighted because I know Spirit brings us together with members of our soul group. And in these interactions, both parties are enriched and allowed to be comfortable and share their true soul expressions. I never personally met Guy, but I so enjoyed our time together on the air and remember him fondly, along with a profound awareness that there is no time and space, only energy connecting with energy of similar vibration and love. Guy wrote, "We know hatred and we prefer love. We know strife and we prefer peace. We know chaos and we choose order. We know loneliness and we prefer the company of loved ones. These are not negligible things. These are the building blocks of a good and meaningful life. It is good to remember that our thoughts affect our genes and not the other way around. You don't need to see yourself as declining in health as you age. Rather, you're making choices that enable you to be the best version of yourself at every age. Our essence is eternal, but while we are in this lifetime, mastering our optimal duration leads to a more graceful exit. Thank you, Guy, for sharing your amazing energy from Spirit with us. And I am aware that you and all the gifted guides above are working with us to improve society, humanity, and evolution at this very challenging time in world history. I know you are with your beloved scientists and spiritualists and are working as you did here on Earth to improve yourself and those around you. Many blessings, my friend. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com. To read about, listen to, and explore the world of energy, healing, miracles, as we learn about our physical and spiritual lives. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.